We're here at the opening of the Commodity Classic in the BASF booth, where we just presented some awards, scholarship awards to young people, and the American Soybean Association's award with the Soy Award went to a very impressive young man. Danny, what did you think of this guy? He's got to start his own business and everything.
Yeah, he is. He's a great young man, and that's really what part of what we really feel like our mission in ASA is, to help develop leadership, and that's part of this. And we really appreciate the sponsorship that BASF offered on this scholarship, and it's great to be able to help a young man move forward and get an education and be part of our industry.
And you've been doing this for several years, haven't you?
Yeah,
I don't know either.
Yeah, so. I'm in my last year on the ASA board. I'm serving as chairman this year, so I'm easing out. And in December, I'll be off the board. It's been great. It's so exciting to be part of the industry and to realize that we do, and it does make a difference. And we can see that every day in Washington. And that's critical that we have members and we have involvement and able to make a difference in Washington.
Well, the last time we talked, Danny, we didn't have a farm bill. We have a farm bill now. What do you think of it?
Really, really, I think really pleased with the farm bill. I think it's really going to offer growers. It's going to give us a choice about what we want to do. It's going to allow us to tailor our program to our farms. It's going to increase the risk management ability we have. So it was a slow, painful process, frustrating, but, in the end, I think we got a good farm bill that'll offer growers what they need, and so we're really looking forward. It'll be a process over the next probably 6 months of USDA interpreting what Congress intended, and probably Congress reminding them what they intended. So it'll be an important process to get the regulations written and to get sign up. Really, sign up's probably going to be probably later in the summer before we get it done. And that's part of the process.
Well, what's the mood of the industry right now among soybean growers?
Well, I think especially for soybean growers, you look where the market's been over the last couple of weeks, and I mean it's really amazing, and really is bringing old crop. I mean the old crop's bringing new crop along with it, so we're really getting prices we might not have expected to see just a month ago or so. So it's an exciting time to be a soybean farmer, and of course with corn, corn prices strengthened too. So we're anticipating soybean acres to be up substantially this year and supply that demand that evidently China's wants.
Right. And besides, now that you don't have the farm bill to work on, what are some of the other issues on ASA plate now?
Oh, we've got multitudes of issues. Yeah, I don't know how we had time to work on the farm bill with all the other things. Probably first is the EPA and their decision on RFS. We're continuing to work with EPA and to make the case, and we ask our farmers to make comments, and they responded and did make comments, and Administrator McCarty said that she understood that they may have not got that right. So we hope that means that they'll make some changes and allow this biodiesel industry, so important to the soybean industry, to grow over the next couple of years. So, that's really big. Next thing will be the WERDA bill. We're passed both the House and Senate. It's in conference, but it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. And that's one of the real great advantages we have as an agriculture industry for our agricultural economy, and not just, but the whole U.S. economy, is our infrastructure and our transportation. And and it's a vital part of it to get those locks and dams on the Mississippi, make sure that they're functioning like they're supposed to, and get our ports, get them dredged and get ready for those super Panamaxes that'll be coming through the Panama Canal in another couple of years, and that we're able to handle those and be more efficient. So again, those are two big issues. We've got the trans fat with FDA. Trade agreements. Yeah, we've got the both TPP and TTIP. Want to make sure that those are the comprehensive, high-level, really groundbreaking trade agreements that we were promised that they would be. We're here in Japan want to kind of restrict on some of their some of their on five items at least, and they're sensitive agricultural products, and we want to make sure, and we continue to talk with USTR about what's important there, and what kind of that we don't want any exemptions there, that we want it to be an open trade agreement, and so we think that USTR is continuing to press Japan, and we want to make sure they continue to do that.
What about biotechnology?
That's another big issue, and it's both of course domestic. We've got really slow at USDA approving or at APHIS approving those. It looks like that they have improved the process. It's getting better there. Really a little concerned about how EPA is going to use the Endangered Species Act and how they're interpreting that and how that might slow down re-registration of products. So that's a big issue right now that we're working with. And, of course, China and the way their approval process has really slowed down into where it's, almost not functional. And it's not transparent. They haven't approved any really North American events probably in 2.5 years. We've got the problems with the Viptera trait, and we really want to make sure that, we really have tried to work with the Chinese. We're trying to impress upon them the importance that they need to get their system functioning. That's important for their food security. It's important for the world's food security that farmers have the traits to move forward and be able to implement, to use all the tools in our toolbox.
That's probably going to be the major issue with TTIP as far as negotiations is concerned.
Yes, the EU has a functioning system, but it's a slow functioning system, and it's subject to a lot of political pressure, and it's not a very... really not provided, not worked like we would like it to. And so that's, again, I think our main part with TTIP is to, not that EU doesn't have to change any rules, but just operate by the rules they've got. And so that's really what we're trying to emphasize, that if they'll follow the timelines, follow the deadlines they've got, and follow those rules, then we'll be happy and we can work with those.
Well, speaking of happy, it seems like we got a really good turnout for Commodity Classic here in San Antonio.
Yeah, I just walked in down to this booth. This BASF booth is kind of almost on the end, and it's a long way back up the other end, so it's just a huge trade show. I think it's, we've about 260,000 square feet, so it's really a lot of, it's a lot for farmers to see. You'll have to be really busy to see it all in one day, but it's a great opportunity to be here at Commodity Classic and to see old friends and to meet new ones and to see the newest technology and what's going on and what things are available. And so we're really looking forward to a good show, and evidently we're going to have record crowds, break a lot of records this year, just like we broke them last year, and expect to break them next year in Phoenix as our show grows.
Keep breaking them. All right, thank you so much. Danny Murphy, Chairman of the American Soybean Association here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.